station. Cause when we be out, girl, it's full of heat out. You wouldn't believe how we get out. Turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's burned out. Act up from northwest, east side.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go.
This is a very, very
hello, well. Everybody, and welcome back. You are listening to the Wednesday edition of the Student Section here on 90.7 WVUA FM, the Capstone. I'm your host, Andy Bass, and alongside me, as always, every Wednesday, Michael Weldon and Jeremiah Johnson, my co-hosts. We've just been talking some Major League Baseball, but now we're gonna open it up into a kind of a new, just a little bit of a discussion here for a little while. And if you've been paying attention to a lot of sports news, especially college football, you've noticed, especially as of late, a lot of players are getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Especially here at the University of Alabama, ex-Alabama football running back D. Hart, he's facing charges for falsely reporting, or I think it was giving false information and possession of marijuana. Also, you have incoming cornerback Troy Brown arrested for drug possession. You have the Nikum Dichie brothers, who you've got the story pulled up over here,
thanks,
Michael.
Sued for $2 million for alleged battery last February.
I saw that. Never a good thing to hear. There's even a Vanderbilt suspending an assistant coach after an arrest, charged with drunk driving. The Georgia guy as well, Harvey Clemens, the safety who is more famously known for tipping a pass right into the arms of the Auburn receiver.
Nice one, bro.
Their Hail Mary victory, which then led them to the national championship eventually. I wanted to just hear y'all's thoughts on this. Let's just discuss this for a little bit. Why does it seem, as of late especially, a lot of players have been getting in these sorts of situations, getting themselves in trouble? And is it the player's fault? Is it the coach's fault? What's going on with it?
I think it's like actually just a fault in the system. Like the kids come onto the campus and they immediately know that they're the big shots. They think that they're invincible, and then they finally get caught, and it's like, I'm getting kicked off the team for doing something stupid. Like I think it's more or less that not only the school, the coach, or even like students in general, like the football players feel like they are above everyone else. That's why they've been complaining a while for like starting the whole union and everything, and wanting money to get paid while they're playing. It's just like even Jadeveon Clowney came out today. He's like, if I was paid for my fourth year, I'd play.
Right, yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, these kids, a lot of these guys have been on a pedestal since they were young kids. Since they were, you know, grade school. So they've always, you know, been able to do whatever they want, have things handed to them. You know, nobody really told them no. And this, you know, it's the same thing in college. These guys are just doing whatever they want, thinking they're, you know, above the law, above, you know, a normal student. And, you know, just kind of catching up with them. But, you know, it all falls back on immaturity and, you know, making the wrong decisions at the wrong time, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. But really just because, you know, they've been on that pedestal the whole time and, you know.
And here's the thing as well. Like, these kids are going to get off being with the whole, like, oh, they're just, like, they're going to eventually go on to play some career at some NFL team and make a boatload of money. And they're going to get away with getting in trouble when they're 18 for stuff that probably, for a normal person, would follow them for a while. And it's not ever going to follow them.
Right. And
yeah, no, I mean, I think, yeah, y'all have valid points. And one thing I wanted to clear up, by the way, Alabama running back D. Hart, he is the ex-Alabama running back.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Yeah, that was something
published
that was not understood. A lot of people were just saying Alabama running back. As far as we know, immediately following the Sugar Bowl, D. Hart was no longer a member of the Alabama football team. He was not even there, not in workouts, not in anything.
Yeah.
To call him the Alabama running back, not necessarily true. But no, I think, I don't know. It's one of those things that, you know, when you come to college, obviously, you know, kids are getting into different sorts of things, even if they're not athletes.
Yeah.
But I think, Michael, like you said, I think these guys, they kind of think, oh, and I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I make jokes about this all the time where, you know, if A.J. McCarron during last fall had gotten pulled over, I think that the cop would have just said,
"Oh, absolutely,
go ahead." You know, I make that joke. I don't necessarily know if that's true or not. But you know, I think that they kind of get into that mindset. They get into the mindset of, "Oh, I can do this. It's okay." They know who I am,
especially at, like, the bigger programs where it's like, if he gets arrested, someone's gonna, like, some booster out there we all know is gonna come and, like, slide some money to a cop and be like, oh, he didn't get arrested.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We all know that happens behind the scenes.
And kind of what you just said with the AJ McCarron joke and the police officer, I think that's part of the problem. You know, these kids who have been on the pedestal and could do whatever they want, you know, even the superiors above them were allowing this behavior and putting them on that pedestal. So that, you know, that made them think even more that what they were doing was okay, because, you know, they could get them out of any situation.
Right. And that brings up another point. You know, is this partially on the coaches? You know, the coaches not having a good understanding of their program, not having a firm hold on their program. You know, Nick Saban, widely regarded as having a firm hold on his program, but then here he has a freshman cornerback coming in January getting arrested, and then an ex-football player getting arrested just the other day.
And then, of course, there were some things that went on last year and the year before as
well. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's things that always go on during the year. So, do you think that this can kind of be a case of the coach has such a tight hand that sometimes it causes the players to try to slip under?
I think it really, really depends on the situation. Because like we saw when Urban Meyer was at Florida, everyone got arrested there. Everyone. And we all know he didn't like have like the tightest hold on the reins. Like he was kind of loosey-goosey with it, but he was also super stressed out all the time. I just think it all comes back to the system. And like Jeremiah mentioned, like even they were coddled from even a younger age. So it's like, especially like those small town kids, we all know that they probably did some things that the police just kind of looked away, because it's like they're the real reason why anyone even comes to that small town. And so I don't know what I think. Obviously the coaches need to get a handle of this before something blows up and like a boatload of people get arrested on an even quicker stint. Because it was like that in the NFL as well this past year. Like someone came out and it's like way too many people are getting arrested in the NFL. So yeah. I think it's just more or less like just straight up something about the system needs to be changed.
Right. And, you know, coaches say they always want to get those high character guys who, you know, who exhibit good characteristics and are honest guys, good guys and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, they're trying to get guys who can play football.
Yeah, you're going
to
get the best players at the end of the day.
At
the end of the day, if it comes down to a great player or a player with good character, you're going to pick the great player.
You're going for talent. So it's not, you know, the likelihood of you having all awesome players with, you know, great characteristics, great character, you know, that's very minimal.
That's nice. That's something that you want.
That's ideal, but it's not reality.
You're going to trade incredible talent for.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's a valid point. And you know, as you're saying, Michael, you know, you see, what we're worried about is when a day is going to come when, you know, 20 players get arrested.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You know, you see D. Hart has 8 ounces of marijuana in his back, or 8 grams of marijuana in his back seat. You know that he's not the only player on that team that is smoking marijuana.
Well, and so even in the NFL, we had that guy last week or the week before came out and was like, look, players smoke pot all the time.
Cromartie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Cromartie said that, yeah.
He like, players use it to help them get through injuries, and it's like, in college, we all know, like, you're just, we know more than one person's doing it.
Right? Oh, yeah. And I think that's the thing that I'm worried about when I hear about these players getting in trouble, you know, Troy Brown, an incoming freshman. You know, D. Hart is at least a junior, but, you know, Troy Brown not even here at Alabama yet and getting arrested for these kind of issues. You see Harvey Clemens, the safety from Georgia, he's getting arrested. He's had multiple run-ins, multiple suspensions from drug-related violating drug use policies. And, you know, that's what I'm – if I'm, like, looking at this situation and saying I'm concerned about something, I'm saying I'm concerned about the rest of the team, because you know that Josh Harvey Clemens is not the only player on that team who would smoke weed.
And even like with this whole, like, I'm got the Kandichi one pulled up, and it's like they're being sued for $2 million for alleged battery. And part of it was, so it was last year. So Robert Kandichi was just at a frat party as a high schooler.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
He was
being treated as an all-star.
Oh yeah. And so, but you know, they can't arrest Denzel right now because he's already been arrested for something else. Like he had been suspended for the program because he got arrested for disturbing the peace over the weekend.
Oh, I heard about
last
that.
Weekend. Yeah.
Last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think that this is something, it's there's a lot of problems coming in, and there's just a lot of different issues that are being brought up continuously. And I don't know. I don't really know how to necessarily fix it. I don't know what we need to do, if it's an issue of the coaches not having a tight hold on the players, if it's an issue of the players being held up. How do we fix this problem?
I don't think you can necessarily fix it, because I see it on more of a macro scale as more of a youth issue, maybe.
Yeah.
Because it's not just these football players, you know. A lot of youth around, you know, everywhere exhibit this kind of behavior. So, you know, kind of what I was saying before, at the end of the day, you know, you're looking for football talent, and you're not going to have every guy on your team who's the most, you know, upstanding citizen who can play good football.
Well, I mean, and then of course, like you said, it's almost a generational thing. Like, everyone, like, the amount of things that we do that are probably not, like, up to code as young adults is ridiculous. Like, everyone does it, and so it's like, of course the players are going to do it. If people who aren't players
if regular freshmen are sitting in their dorms doing this, then you know the football players are going to be doing it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I don't know. When I look at it, I like to try and think that there's a solution to it.
But then again, this has been going on since like the 70s.
Oh, yeah. It's been going on for years. And at a certain point, I think you kind of got to take your losses and accept some players are going to get caught doing this.
Yeah.
And you hope that if your players do choose to make mistakes and make bad decisions, that they're going to be careful about it, at least, and not get caught.
What the coaches are really, really hoping. Hope it's not my star player.
Exactly.
My star player.
I guess they're saying, hey, D-Hart, look, if you're going to smoke weed, don't carry it in your car in your back seat and let the cops find you and then lie about your name. Don't do that.
Which, by the way, it's whatever, because the running backs at Alabama
was
just ridiculous.
Was D-Hart ever going to play?
No. I mean
he's had trouble with injuries and stuff, but it's been a rough career for D, and now Derrick Henry, good lord. We're going to take a quick break right here on 9.7. We'll be right back. You're listening to the student section on 9.7 WVUA-FM, The Capstone. Wake me up.